Ash Devine was giving an online ukulele lesson to a 10-year-old boy Wednesday afternoon when news about the turmoil at the nation's capital scrolled on her Facebook newsfeed. Devine finished the lesson and immediately went online herself.
Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside, gonna lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside, study.
I was seeing so much stress and fear and panic in people's posts, and I knew that I had something to offer that could help to redirect that into a more unified, positive direction. And I thought, well, we need to turn this around. Let's do an intervention with song.
Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Study war no more.
Devine was already committed to humanitarian and social justice movements within her music when she moved to Asheville in 2004. Locally, she performed just as often in hospitals and senior care centers as she did in clubs. Devine has also performed along a half dozen international nonprofit clowning missions. Clowning, Devine said, is a philosophy about being a conduit for compassion and unity through love.
That philosophy of redirecting or doing an intervention with music and performance and bright colors. That is really the spirit that informed me last night.
So far, these have all been songs from the civil rights movement. They're still so powerful now. And, you know, the songs were pivotal in keeping people moving, even in the face of brutality.
Like countless musicians, Devine has performed many live streams since the pandemic started, but one unique signature of her virtual performances are sing-alongs, even though she can't see or hear her audience.
We gotta hold on to each other, hold on to each other, hold on strong, hold on strong. We gotta hold on to each other till the danger's gone, till the danger's gone.
Of all the times I have done these participatory sing-alongs, I can imagine it just fine from the live stream on my end. And I know that they're singing along, and I know that it's making an impact on people.
As of Thursday morning, more than 600 people had tuned into Devine's hour-long live stream. After 16 years in Asheville, Devine said the economic effects of gentrification and the pandemic forced her to move back last May to her native Blacksburg, Virginia. She's hoping conditions change enough for her to return to Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.